we couldn't understand, we couldn't explain. But later on, we could explain that why this thermal line, see, earthquake was here, and you can see the scale also. So it's more than 100 kilometers down, and you are seeing a thermal line, which is nothing but the surface trace of an already mapped fault, but it is mapped elsewhere. All right. So, similar thing, when we thought that when in Himalayan earthquakes like Chamoli occurred, whether it in other earthquakes it will occur in the same thermal line or not. And we were unfortunately happy in that sense that we saw the thermal line again appeared in case of Nepal earthquake of 25th April, the first shock. And it's appeared. I will show you a large one and see. Disappeared earthquake. So sometimes in Himalayan setup, these anomalous region may appear in as a thermal line and in the area where other faults are also located. And this is have been observed in two earthquakes, Chamoli and this Nepal earthquakes. And this is the explanation because of arrangement and water conditions. Temperature difference, all this causes this thermal line to appear and disappear before or during an earthquake. So likewise, so far we have, as I have mentioned, analyzed earthquakes of more than 6 magnitude of about 30 earthquakes from different parts of the world, involving all kinds of fault systems in which we have observed anomalies. Few days before, this day before, I will show you through a diagram. And this is one has to understand, I will explain. 00 means this is the day of earthquake. Now there are different earthquakes which are given by these alphabets. So if I take the example of say Jabalpur earthquake, J for Jabalpur, the first one. So the earthquake occurred on this day, but the thermal anomaly was observed about 5-6 days before that. In many, many cases, see the anomaly was have occurred between 01 day to 03 days, means within 3 days in major earthquake. Why here? Because sometimes we don't have the daily data, we are having weekly average data, that is why this vertical cluster is here. But when you are having daily data, this is what the common thing which we are seeing, 1 day or 2 days, 3 days before, generally we are seeing thermal anomaly. In case of so many earthquakes, which we have plotted in this a different type of diagram. And this idea came from one of our PhD students. She was doing her work, and one day she brought this figure. I said, what is this? She said, sir, this tells a lot of things. I said, I don't understand. Then she explained it. So I found very interesting figure. So we come to now these sort of observations. I am not using word conclusions. The reason is, that still studies are going on, our knowledge is getting built up. Probably one day we might be doing analysis in near real time as well. So some earthquakes, very carefully chosen word, some, not in all earthquakes, they may be preceded by detectable thermal anomaly, which we can detect. This figure is changing, so it is about now 30 past earthquakes, so transient thermal anomalies before earthquake events. Thermal anomalies for earthquakes with large magnitude have large spatial extent. Rise of temperature generally between 5 to 11 degrees centigrade compared to normal prevailing temperature in the region. And duration of pre-earthquake anomalies were more in case of large earthquakes. Stay time in case of large earthquake is larger. You know, large earthquake is a big mehman. Mehman, you understand?
Yes, of course.
Is Persian word, which you also use in Hindi, so you have to understand. So a big mehman, and this big mehman will stay for longer time. A small mehman will stay only for short duration. Maximum buildup of thermal anomalies at night time and daytime may not coincide, because as you have seen in case of bomb, daytime, nighttime. In nighttime it was 4 days, 5 days before. In daytime it was 2 days, 3 days before. So, nighttime data is much reliable you are having much confidence level in case of night time. So if you are, anybody is planning in that way, it is possible to do those observations using night time data, which will remove the ambiguities which may cause due to solar differential heating. Location of thermal anomaly and epicenter offset, which I have shown example of Bonvedi's earthquake Algeria, that there might be some offset between thermal anomaly and epicenter. In many earthquakes we have seen, even in Himalayan earthquakes, we have seen this offset thermal line appearing and disappearing. Pre-earthquake thermal anomaly depends on earthquake magnitude, terrain and meteorological conditions. This is one of the limitations. If terrain is highly rugged, you may not get a typical like Bam or Jarand like anomaly. In Himalayan terrain, we are not getting similar kind of. If it is covered with forest, again you are having problem. Or it is covered in intermittent cloud cover, you are having problem.
Rain
or other things can dampen or can completely destroy that your time series data. So these things have to be checked. These are the constraints. Thank you very much. And Meherwani. Now questions, comments, if you are having, please.
Okay, thank you, Professor. Thank you so much for your nice topic and nice covering.
Thank you.
So, as I'm still a student, I'm just asking a question about your first figure, in Roger figure. Could you please show again the
which
first
one?
Figure? The Roger figure which you are prediction, the earthquake in the Himalayan area.
Okay, Roger Milan.
Yeah, just please.
We have to go back.
It's a very, very interesting figures. Yeah. So, my question is, the Roger was slicing the area in a maybe 10 or 12 patch. So my question is that in the Himalayan you have one trace fault, a big trace fault. How is slicing this area in a some patch and then mention as a power of the magnitude or prediction of the magnitude? Yeah, I'm talking with that. Is it based on the local faults or is it based on the regional faults?
There are many things are involved here. First, the seismicity means paleo seismicity or recent or past earthquake which has occurred in this region. That is one of the foundations or basis of this.
That means that pointed or the earthquake in an area?
Yeah, in the entire region. Entire region.
Okay.
So he is counting all these earthquakes.
Okay.
And going back even up to 1505 earthquakes, which even magnitude is not very reliable, but through literature and some religious books and other things, he has dug out all this information. So based on the past seismicity in the region and this tectonic movement through the GPS data, crustal deformations and this fault systems which are prevailing, he has simplified a figure or for saying that this region, say for example, this region is having now potential because of accumulation of energy to create an earthquake of about 8.6 magnitude. This is saying if this region having a potential. Now when earthquake will occur, he can't say anything. But generally what this is interesting point I have said, I will just mention again very briefly, that 1934 earthquake occurred and this Bihar-Nepal one, this occurred and this caused about 8 magnitude earthquake or more than that. Now here 8.6, so after 80 years the earthquake has occurred. 1905, which is the largest in recent times and which is very close to this region, this bar. You think these are the bars.
Yeah,
these are the bar. So this region is having now potential, but 110 years more than that have passed. So far it has not witnessed any earthquake. But this area is having really potential to create such big earthquake. But the frequency, we don't know when it will occur. That's the limitation. We don't know when it will occur. But as per his analysis, what he is saying, this area has already developed that kind of potential. Whether it will bring an earthquake now, 2 years later, 10 years later, 50 years later, nobody.